David Trofol as Edward Wilson in William Osborne and Richard Turner's 1998 film.
Come on, Crichton. Let's have another gander at chapter 52, second draft. As the dying rays of the Hawaiian sunset streaked across Pearl Harbor and glanced off the roof of Gold Tops, palace, nerve center, and home of Drake Matterhorn, billionaire and president of the AmJap Corporation, his adored children, Jay and Natalie, thrilled to the costly birthday presents sent to them by their uncle, Colonel Brad Matterhorn, from the environment, a tiny tin pot country formerly known as Britain, which Brad was busy colonizing for the AmJap Corporation. By the spring of 1998, his special forces had blown up thousands of buildings to make way for power plants, their most recent target, the Baby Burger Bar. And still the people were ignorant as to who lay behind these bombings, distracted by pictures of beautiful pin-up girls such as Tabitha Minx, and an existence dedicated to leisure, fashion, and trendy lifestyles. You're not right. Oh, hellfire! I like a bit about the trendy lifestyles, though.
Just look at that, Rita. You can see the whole stinking town from up here.
Oh, what better way to spend my dinner break, Dom? Just you and me and Jelly. Put it down there.
All this nature makes you feel like some minor character in someone else's plot.
Come, Grime Whistle. There's a poet in you somewhere, despite your rough ways.
You'll have me way with you, given half a chance, Rita Woodley Mobile.
Tom. You know it's impossible. There's my husband to think of. And your wife.
But they're on holiday together.
To suspect.
Let them! Let the whole hypocritical world know. No one to shout it from the rooftops.
Tom!
I've had Rita Woodley Mobile.
Oh. I want to write it in the gents.
You do no such thing. Oh, let go of me, Tom. You're spilling vimto. Come on. Let's open up snap and seal boxes and turn telly on.
All right.
More on the baby burger bombing after the break.
Alcohol? I don't know what all this fuss is about. I can handle it.
When John started drinking alcohol, his friends never told him how bad it would make him feel in the morning. That he'd see double, say offensive things to taxi drivers, and talk too loudly on the bus.
Okay. So I drink a bit now and then. But I could stop tomorrow. If I wanted.
That he'd lose his friends, his sex life, and his bladder control.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
That he'd wake up lying next to complete strangers and double the size of his belly.
I'm all right. I've just got a bit of indigestion, that's all.
Alcohol really screws you up.
Welcome back. The school trip that turned into a nightmare. It's been confirmed that only two were caught in the baby burger bombing. Edward Wilson, the teacher and leader of the children's expedition, and tragic tiny Tracy, the feisty five-year-old who is fighting for her life and winning the hearts of the environment.
Oh, little mite. Bit more dripping.
Tracy is still in a coma in the Angels of Private Care Hospital.
Oh, look at all them tubes. Somewhere.
Next, the leopard. And where will he strike next? The leopard, who seems to favor lonely open beauty spots in the north of England, last struck here, 150 yards from a main road and in broad daylight.
Oh, it's frightening.
Yes, Riddle Girl,
to think he could be anywhere.
Rita, I am the leopard.
Well, get off, Tom Grime Whistle. It's not funny. I said, stop it.
Rita, There's someone's hand on my shoulder.
I said, stop it. It's the leopard!
Rita! Get up slowly and walk towards car.
But it's on main road. 150 yards away. I'm staying with you.
No, Mr. Leopard, you got it all wrong, you see. It's not our lifestyle. We bought the 1950s kitchen sink drama way of life, not your early 70s cycle nonsense. So if you wouldn't mind...
No!
We see here dramatic pictures of the rescue from the Baby Burger Bar. These were Edward Wilson's first plaintive cries heard from the rubble.
Two unjust people, they did it!
So, Edward Wilson, you know too. It's time we joined forces, brother. Together, we must stop them.
Excuse me.
That will be all, nurse. You can slip your things back on.
Yes, Dr. Kiley.
Well, what is it?
I'm coming round, I think.
Oh, we're a doctor, are we? I'll do the professional diagnosis, if you don't mind. Let's take a look at you.
Ow!
Nurse. He's regaining consciousness. Better get his agent in.
Yes, Dr. Kiley.
Oh, where am I? Who am I? I think I'm suffering from amnesia.
I'm going to jog your memory. Watch this video of your rescue last night.
It was at this point the rescue workers got a small opening in the tongues of rubble and heard the plaintive voice of Edward Wilson.
You took your bloody time.
How's the little girl?
Oh, she's fine.
No, I'm not. I'm in a coma.
The girl is in a coma. The teacher's fine. Can you climb through?
It was two unjust people. They did it. They planted the bomb.
Don't move. We'll use the infrared digger.
What's the problem? We can get out.
Get back down.
Ah! Okay, go away. Right, get out of my way. It's been a bad day and I want to go home.
Lower! Lower! Mind your head, this is expensive equipment. Ah! Right, yeah. He's taken quite a bad knock on the head. Bring in the resuscitation equipment.
Ring any bells?
I'm afraid not.
You were the teacher who took an expedition of school children to the Baby Burger Bar, which blew up.
Right, that's decided. I'm giving up teaching.
Yes, I should think so. Tracy Wex's parents are suing you.
You irresponsible swine! Filth! You callous monster!
Let's get the press out of here and find his agent.
I am his agent.
Monster! Filth!
Okay, nurse. Let's go and have a sauna.
Cold, calculating swine! Hi, Gordon Blank, personal PR consultant. Let me put you in the picture. That's the kind of thing the papers are saying about you. They've got this idea that you should never have taken the children to the Baby Burger Bar. Now, this is big.
Two Amjad people blew up that building. They're to blame, not me.
Oh, good point, good point. No question, I'm sure we can use that. Now, look, I've been in PR a long time.
Then you might be just the man I need.
That's right, you need me. I smell big moolah here for us both. Now, how would it be if I called you Eddie?
Grizzly.
That's what I thought.
Right. First, we've got to get it clear. I'm not to blame.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, have you seen the papers? Here. Tiny Tracy in nightmare coma. Wilson to blame.
Well, she's not in a coma. She's faking.
Oh, sure. Now, the press position is justifiable anger.
What?
But if you've been more seriously injured, we could get as much sympathy as the Wex kid. Bingo. Exclusives all round. Everyone happy. No more blame.
But I'm not seriously injured.
Exactly. You've grasped the nettle. Now, shut your eyes. You won't feel a thing.
What are you going to do with that frying pan?
No, I thought I just explained all that. I'm going to hit you with it. Trust me.
Tracy! Tracy! For God's sake, it's Edward!
Oh, hello, Edward. I was wondering when you'd come and see me.
Listen, I haven't got much time. I've just escaped from my agent. You've got to help me.
It's lovely to talk to you. Being in a coma is really boring.
Oh, please. Look, you've had your bit of fun, but let's stop it before it ends in tears.
My fun's only just started. I'm going to have pop stars in here. Mum and Dad are going to make a fortune. And I'm going to be as famous as Tabitha Mix. Famous as...
You don't understand. My agent just tried to brain me with a frying pan. Please.
Oh, I hate hearing grown-ups cry. Come and sit here.
You've got to stop faking this coma.
Oh, mind Bertie.
Who's Bertie?
Be careful, he's hibernating.
Shouldn't these wires be connected to you?
They are.
Why are they under the covers?
Don't!
That's how you're fooling everyone.
You've wired the cardiogram to a hibernating hamster.
It's brilliant. Its heart beats at 20 times a minute, and its brain activity is virtually non-existent. It's the deepest coma the doctor's ever seen.
Oh, we'll soon fix that.
Oh, don't you wake him up! Oh, you're killing
him! Can't waste him or me. Quick!
There he is! Quickly, get it!
Gordon! There's a hamster in that bed!
I know, Edward, I know. But the public regard her as a 5-year-old girl. Now, hold him down! Edward, I'm your personal representative, and I know what I'm doing.
You're fired!
Now hold him tight, this bit's bloody dangerous.
Gordon, what are you...
Oh, brilliant!
Okay, nurse, alert the operating theatre. We need an ECG, whole blood, and plasma.
We're in the morning.
Okay, nurse, I've done all the cool macho cutting and drilling bits. Now it's your turn to do all the silly girly bits like sewing.
Thank you, Dr. Kiley. Will Mr. Wilson recover this time?
How should I know? We're insured, aren't we?
Oh, no! Dr. Kiley! I've dropped the sewing machine!
Stay calm! 10 units of adrenaline. That's better. Thanks.
Dr. Kiley, it's 9:30. Your favorite program's just starting on Channel 26.
Stay calm! Reconnect cardioencephalogram to Channel 26. Nurse?
Yes, Doctor.
Get me a six-pack and some cheese dip.
Yes, Dr. Kiley.
Are you going to get it or stand around agreeing with me?
Run along, you silly little thing.
Next on Channel 26, your favourite hospital comedy, I'm Losing My Patience.
I'm Jack people. I know I'm not a doctor, but I think I'm coming round.
Doctor, there's been a terrible mistake.
That means I've just done a hysterectomy on a man. What have I taken out?
Well, looks like he's lunch to me.
What have you done to me? I can't see.
Shut up, Mr. Wilson. You're supposed to be under anaesthetic.
Someone turn the lights on.
They are on. You're blind. Now shut up.
Blind? What, permanently?
How the hell do I know? We'll try shock treatment sometime. That'll be fun. Look, can we have this conversation later? This is a good bit.
I'm blind. Blind!
We're trying to watch the telly.
What about me? I'll never watch the telly again.
You can always listen to the radio.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm going. Well, I'm up now. Where's the door? Don't you people realise these bombs are coming from the Amjad Corporation? They're up to something!
Now, I'm going to excise the heart from the late Mr. Trench. Is the transplant bag ready?
Yes, Doctor.
That's not funny.
Sorry, Doctor.
Dr. Blatt has got 30 minutes to get this heart to the recipient in Milton Keynes.
Okay, chaps, scramble, chuck away.
I know this is all routine, but please try to take it seriously. Put this in the bag and get it to Dr. Blatt. Do you know what he looks like?
No idea.
Listen, all of you. There is an Amjad conspiracy to destroy the environment, and I'm completely blind.
Oh, none of you take this seriously. Take this, please, Dr. Blatt.
What is it?
My heart. Take it back to San Francisco via Milton Keynes and don't spare the horses.
Security?
Mom?
Escort Dr. Blatt to the car. The aeroplane's waiting on the runway.
Come with me, Dr. Blatt.
Yeah, don't drop me there, please. I'm not Dr. Blatt. I'm Edward Wilson.
Oh, is it rag week or something? Come on, this way. Get in the car. Twain.
Yes, Colonel Matterhorn, sir?
What's happening?
Well, sir, we done gone bombed another 33 buildings before 1200 hours. All leave is canceled, and we got the destruction agents working round the clock.
Outstanding, Twain.
One or two of the agents are showing signs of fatigue, sir.
So, treble the rate. I want this dump colonized in 3 weeks.
Sir. C.L. and Machito, the Baby Burger Bar operatives, are coming up to the control room to see you now, sir.
Good. Those two screwed up. Rule number one in this ball game: don't screw up.
Shall I unplug you now, sir?
Go ahead, Twing. Electroconvulsive therapy, Twing. I love electricity. All my life, I've loved its power, its purity, its efficiency, its sexiness.
Sexiness, sir?
Sure. You know, as it courses through your body, you get a feeling of
pain, sir.
Pain, twang. Sweet, cleansing pain. It's honest. Here, try some.
Oh, thank you, sir, but I just took lunch.
It's what gives me the sparkle in my eye. This healthy glow. Bright blue.
Well, it suits you, sir.
Thank you, twang. I want to shake your hand. Better than a joy buzzer.
Colonel Matterhorn, sir!
Ah, CL, Bushido, my top destruction agent. How was the bombing of the Baby Burger Bar?
Just routine, sir.
Sure?
Sure, sir.
Good. Watch this video.
It was two Amjad people. They did it. They planted the bomb.
You screwed up.
I'm not at liberty to disclose the nature and details of any operation that may or may not have occurred, sir.
Stop. We have files.
Shut up, Bushido. I must request my colleague's statement to be deleted from the record, sir.
Our honor is thus marched.
The Amjad Corporation is not concerned with vanity. It has a higher cause. Now get back in the field. Find this Gook Wilson and await further orders.
Yes, sir.
So their crummy media don't pick up on this.
Shut up. This is supposed to be an editorial meeting of the Times. Please try and behave like top journalists. Right now, main stories. The Leopard is on the move. Fresh killings as far south as Peterborough. More bombings everywhere. Tuck that in on page 8 somewhere and we'll get...
Tabitha, I'll deal with it. Mr. McNeigh.
Mr. Minx, this is an editorial meeting and I cannot have stark naked pin-ups barging in here with their duds and disrupting very serious and important discussions.
But Mr. McNeigh, as Tabitha Minx's father, agent and manager...
Get on with it, sir.
All right, Princess. Now, Mr. McNeigh, as Tabitha Minx's father, agent and personal manager, I am alarmed to note that my daughter, client and chief asset, i.e. Tabitha Minx, star of page and screen... has not been seen, witnessed, or ogled at in any media or medium in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but the mainframe computer is in constant touch with public opinion. And 94% when asked said that you used yesterday's pin-up. You're finished.
But she's my only daughter. I knew we should have had more.
Is this anything?
Oh, no. You've got about 3 weeks of cruel media world jilt Totty Tob and your sad decline into alcoholism.
What am I going to tell your mum?
Oh, cheer up, Dad. We've done all right. We invested, didn't we?
Tabitha, part and parcel of any investment is an element of risk.
Yeah?
And none of my horses came in.
You gambled my money away on the Gigi?
Our money, Princess, our money.
Oh, no, Dad. We'll have to really pull out the stops. And from now on, I'm looking after the money.
Look, would you kindly conduct your industrial dispute outside my office? We're trying to hold a meeting here.
I'm not finished yet, Mr. McNee. I'm going to stay number one.
Hold it. Something's coming through in the printer. Stop me. Edward Wilson, Baby Burger Bar teacher in Milton Keynes Hartalt Mercy Flight. It's a big story. Mm. Right, get your drinking gear on. We're off to Milton Keynes.
You okay in the back of the plane?
Oh, thank you. I'm in the back of a plane, am I? I'm blind, you know.
Oscar Victor Tango, 20 degrees, bearing 2 point, blah blah blah, whatever that means. Over and out. Hang on, I'll come back and join you.
No, don't bother for me.
Hi, I'm Captain Taggart. I'm flying this crate. This is General Patton.
Hello.
Ow! Down, Patton. Good boy. How's the heart?
Recovering.
Not yours, the one in the bag. Been on many Mercy missions before?
No, this is my first.
Yep, mine too. Done everything else, though. Whiskey runs, drugs, rifles, little Baker-like coasters that go under sofa legs. Did that for about 8 years. We'll be over the hospital in about 20 minutes. I'll tell you when to jump.
Jump?
They can't walk down. Hold your arms up. Now that's your parachute.
Yeah.
Count to 10 and pull the ripcord.
I'm not jumping out of this plane. Anyway, shouldn't you be at the controls?
No worries, Kidderoonie. Take the controls, Patton. This pilot's got to visit the little boy's room. Now you're going to see some flying. He loves it. Scares the crap out of me. That's why I let him do it.
Taggart. Where are you, Taggart? Taggart? I think we're diving. Taggart? That dog's going to kill us. Come out. Taggart? I can't take over the plane. I'm blind and I haven't got a license. If you don't come out,
I'm going to break the door down and drag you out. Taggart!
Right.
You wouldn't go in there for a minute. He's gone walkabout and left the hut. Could have shut the door. Patton, you dirty little digger. I'll take over now if you don't mind. Let's get this hut to Milton Keynes. Stick a cassette in, Patton.
This great big wolfhound standing staring at me.
Oh, ripper!
Licking his chops and weighing me up.
Bum me a ride, man. Ah, wish I was in that aeroplane up there. Far out. Ooh, what's that? A tiny, weeny little man's just jumped out. I can see him, like, flying, man. Must be the drugs. I haven't had any drugs. Oh, man, it must be real. That's unreal, man. Bum me a ride, baby. Square. Where's that flying cat gone?
Oh, my head.
Oh, that's really creepy, that is. Oh. Just falling on me out of the sky like that. It's bad for my nerves.
Oh, my head. I must be alive.
What's the significance of that?
My eyes. I can see a mist.
That's because you've got a parachute over your head. You don't know where you're at. I was just the same until I became a hippie. Well, I've only just bought the lifestyle, actually. You're pretty far out. My name's Norbert, by the way. Let me help you get this parachute off.
I can see lights. Bright lights.
Hey, I sometimes see things really freaky. Oh, my sandwiches are turning into a cellophane hedgehog.
I'm not blind.
Can you see it as well? Trip, man. We're sharing the trip. I'd better check this in the manual.
I can see. Oh, God. What are you dressed as?
I told you, I'm hitchhiking. I'm a hippie. Free love and not going to Vietnam because it's full of communists and freaking out. Oh, where's my head gone?
Shut up, fashion victim. Which way's London? I've got to tell the world about these Amjap people.
You're really far out. Are you a doctor? I love your groovy surgical pyjamas. Wow, a convoy of cars. Weird. Ah, great. One of them stopped. Bum me a ride, baby.
Hello, old chap. I'm the automatic driver. Which way are you going?
London.
Oh, dear. I'm taking my passenger to Milton Keynes.
I'll do.
Yeah, right on.
I'll take you. What a ghastly hippie.
Bye, Norbert. Nice to have met you.
It's only a wig. Hey, I've been here a week.
You're a doctor, are you?
No,
oh,
I'm a...
Oh, dear. Riff-raff. They only pick up professionals as a rule.
Warning. Warning. Fog bank approaching.
Thank you. On board computer.
Excuse me.
Don't wake the passenger. He hates hitchhikers. That's why I do it.
What's he do?
He's a journalist. Big story in Milton Keynes.
Warning. Fog bank approaching.
Thank you. On board computer. Oh, look at that idiot. Italian cars have motorway madness.
Warning. Visibility decreasing to 10 meters. Switching to infrared.
Look out!
Would you mind extinguishing all cigarettes? Just pull down the oxygen masks and breathe normally. Release the foam.
A perfect end to a perfect day.
Are we here already?
Multiple pile-up, old boy.
Who the hell are you?
I'm...
Oh, never mind. Let's get out of here. It's a pain in the neck. I only bought this the other day.
Help! I've lost all my clothes!
Oh, that's Tabitha Minx, isn't it?
Yeah, doesn't miss a trick, does she?
Yeah, grab yourself over the car. That's her. Try and look sexy. But disturbed, you know.
Lovely.
What a scoop. Journalist convoy in nightmare motorway pile-up. All right, how much do you want for it?
What about a human angle? I'm injured.
What about one of me rescuing him, has that?
Oh, that's great, Pat. Lovely.
Love it.
No, it's missing something. It needs a doctor. Oi, you in the surgical pyjamas.
Me? I'm not a doctor.
So what? You only have to look like one. A mop the doctor's brow tab while he tries to pull Garth out from under his car.
Right.
Oh, careful, my leg's cracked.
Shut up, Garth. You've got to be famous. We'll do the soundtrack later. Come on, Pat. Nice kiss for the doctor.
Yeah. Come on, how are you?
Hyde Park 3 days ago.
You done all right? Twice on telly with me. People might start linking our names if you're lucky.
They're bound to. I've got something very important to announce to the press.
Really? What nightclub did you go to?
Harry said with Wilson, the big story.
We're having an affair. That's official.
Mr. Wilson, how long have you been having your touring affair with Miss Meeks?
Now, listen, all of you. Listen. I'd like to make a very important statement to you.
I want one.
Shut up, Darren. Dad's watching the news.
I want one.
All right, Darren, I'll get you one in a minute.
And now, over to the Milton Keynes news desk.
Milton Keynes.
Oh, boy.
The leopard is believed to be in Milton Keynes. The mystery killer, thought to be the last surviving member of a special unit of commandos that operated during the difficulties, is being held responsible for the random killings in MK9, 11 and 14. Meanwhile, Edward Wilson, the teacher in the Tracy Wex bombing tragedy, was involved in a multiple pile-up while on a hot-op Mercy Dash. Climbing onto the car.
I'm looking for Edward Wilson. Start talking or the boy dies.
Why not my mum? She's old.
You're not as old as your dad. Why not kill him, Mr. Leopard?
Edward Wilson? Look, he's on the telly now.
Turn the telly up or the kid gets it.
Mr. Wilson, who is having a torrid affair with Tabitha Minx, the environment's top pin-up, announced his crusade to rid the environment of the AmJap Corporation, who he claims are responsible for the bombings.
Edward, you have started a crusade. I will be your shield and your sword. I love you, Edward Wilson.
1998 was written by William Osborne and Richard Turner and featured David Threlfall as Edward Wilson, with Pam Ferris, Jenny Luckcraft, Rebecca Stevens, Hugh Laurie, Steve Steen and Richard Turner. It was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.
1998 is a division of the AmJap Corporation. AmJap. Power for life.